This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. Chris Switz with you. There was an article in a newspaper that I liked about a man and his four-year-old daughter. Her name was Melinda. Now, every time Dad went and came home, Melinda wanted him to read Three Little Pigs. Now, he grew a little bit tired of this, so what did he do? He got a tape recorder, recorded the story, and taught Melinda how to turn the machine on. And he thought, well, this has solved my problem. Well, it didn't work out quite as he planned. After one day, he found that his daughter came to him holding out the storybook Three Little Pigs and asking him to read it. Now, he got a bit impatient, said, Melinda, you've got the tape recorder, you know how to turn it on. And the little girl looked up at Dad with big eyes and said, yes, Daddy, but I can't sit on its lap. Of course, what she really wanted was him, his love and attention. And I think that's what we all want. We never outgrow our need for love, to be valued, to be cared about, to be loved with a love without strings, a love that will always be there for us, regardless of our age. The Bible's got much to say on this. It tells us what love does. It gives us a sense of peace and a place to belong. This craving for love and acceptance is a basic human need that we all have. In fact, you know that without love or without the feeling of being loved, life can actually diminish. We all need love, and I think we'll do whatever it takes, negative or positive, to be loved. So it's a basic need in human life. You might have read the novel called The Plague, written by Albert Camus. And the scene is set here in a city in North Africa. A terrible plague has broken out. No one can enter the city or leave it for a long period of time, and people tragically are dying by the hundreds. And those who survive grow weary, and they're really down in themselves. And one of the characters is an old man, and he looked into a shop window at Christmas, and he thinks there of his wife's face as he looks into the window. He hadn't seen her face for so long, and he thought that he probably will never see her again. And as he thinks of his wife, he starts to cry. And then the author, Albert Camus, wrote these words, "Always there comes an hour when one is weary of one's work and devotion to duty, and all one craves for is a loved face, the warmth and wonder of a loving heart." Now, I think that's very true. As I said, we crave for people, a loved face perhaps, the warmth and wonder of a loving heart, someone who will express love and care for us. Loneliness, of course, is not seeing that person that we wish we could. It's not experiencing the warmth and wonder of another person's grace and love. So what we all need is, I guess, a loved face, the warmth and wonder of a loving heart. So we all want to be loved because deep down we know how utterly barren and desolate life would be without love. So can you think what it would be like if there was no one who loved you? But you know, sometimes love is hard to come by. In fact, we can do extraordinary things that show the opposite of love towards another person. Sometimes it's hatred that poisons the soul. Now you just ask the victim of a home invasion, for example, or a family member who's been bashed, or a child that's been abused in their home, or a church, for example, that's been split apart where people are fighting, not talking to one another. And if it's not hatred that reveals our lack of love, it's the absence of caring for one another. I remember it was Mother Teresa who once said, "The biggest disease today is not tuberculosis or leprosy." She said it's being unwanted, it's being uncared for or deserted by everyone. Love is sometimes hard to come by. We all want to be loved. Do you know, of course, that love received from God actually gives away something special? It was like Oscar Hammerstein that wrote that old song, "A bell's not a bell till you ring, a song's not a song till you sing it." Love in your heart is not put there to stay. Love isn't love until you give it away. That's what the song says. So that's why the Bible says that love comes from God. In 1 John 4, we must love each other. Since God loved us so much, we ought to love one another because God lives in us and his love is in our hearts. Well, Heavenly Father, we acknowledge that. We know that you are there with us, that your love is real. May it be shown every day as we love others. Amen.